Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ah, Ben, opportunity. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All's best to you and your family. And gosh, you know, it's almost time to be at the plantation course for the century. So I sure hope we're going to see you there. Good morning, Hawaii. It is Saturday. It's already December 23rd. I hope you're not tearing your hair out about what you've still got to do, because I am. Welcome into the golf clubhouse inside the golf club studios on Oahu's South Shore. It's going to be a pretty magnificent day. It's going to get warm, much warmer than we've had ready for the 86 degree temperature that the high may be. Christmas Day today expect to be 84 degrees with mostly sunny skies, becoming partly cloudy tonight, breezy, windward and Mauka sections, scattered showers in the morning and isolated showers in the afternoon and overnight. And those winds, they're going to be easterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour today. So if you want to play a round of golf, be ready for the little bit of wind that's going to come at you. Certainly at Volcano Golf Club, there's an 836 and a 942. The Electric Men, they're going out today. It's 58 degrees at Volcano, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Hey, Young Bloods. That's right, Poipu, 10:40, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Get your tea time. Turtle Bay has a 9:10 and an 11 o'clock. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has an 8:48 and a 9:56. And the Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9:52. We've got the Blue Flu. They're playing on the gold course at Wailea. Excuse me, trying not to laugh. 11:10, 11:50. And the blue course, there is a 10:30 and an 11:18 and a 12:20. At Maui Nui, the Wendell Kapoi group is going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We're going out to play a round of golf. Have a wonderful day. I got a great show for you. Ron Syrak's going to wrap it with us. We're going to kind of do a year in review. Shelley West, president of Nailed Golf. Ron Minsk, golf analyst, writer, and commentator. Max Novina, executive director, The Century. And Jonathan Wall leads us off. Writer, golf.com. Gear is his game. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. The Century officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course, Maui, January 4th through the 7th. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii PGA Tour Golf Tournament starting January 8th through 14th, 2024 at the Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu.
And we'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be at Century. I am so excited about all of this. Jonathan Wall, managing editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, and Golf.com. His column is Wall to Wall Equipment every Monday with the latest trends and rumors and breaking news. PGA Tour equipment editor for a while. Okay, welcome into the clubhouse, Jonathan Wall.
Hey, Danielle. Always appreciate you having me on.
Oh, I love having you on. It's always it's so interesting. I've got to get right into this in one of your columns, right? It's golf is not a game of perfect, right? Unless one is playing with Rob QT. what is that, Jonathan Wall? What is Rob QT?
Rob QT. Maybe I've been writing so much recently. I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. I didn't know what to call that little robot. Were you playing with...
Rob. Okay, we're talking about Rob OT.
I was looking at the picture trying to make out what its name was.
That is Rob. That is Rob OT or Robot, as a lot of people would probably know. About 3 years ago, golf partnered up with Gene Parenti, who is the founder of a group called Golf Laboratories. And his swing robot, Rob OT, is actually pretty famous because if you go to YouTube and you search robot hole-in-one, his robot recorded a hole-in-one on the famed 16th hole at TPC Scottsdale during the Phoenix Open.
Wow.
Yes. And it's a really incredible video. His robot also went head-to-head against Rory McIlroy in a Nike commercial. There's just a whole bunch of fun video clips. But the robot is more than just simply a prop. This is a swing robot that we've started to use to analyze all of the golf clubs that are going to be coming out each year. So this is 2024 is going to be our third iteration, and there's a lot of reasons that we do it. But the main one is because we've found that while player testing with real golfers is very important, there's a lot of things that regular golfers have, a lot of biases, whether it be the look, the sound, the feel. It's just they deliver the golf club differently based on how they perceive it's going to perform. The robot doesn't have any biases, and so we're able to use the robot to analyze, in the case of the driver, 9 different points on the face. So not just the center or the high toe or the low heel, but basically 90% of the face are able to analyze and then tell you, you know, based on your misses, which of these drivers or irons or hybrid steroids, what have you, might be best suited for your game and worth your time to test.
Wow. So Rob OT, robot, yes, is going to be able to look. You can then tell me which club to use based on my, you know, I'm not going to hit the sweet spot. All right. Maybe once out of 1,000 times. Then I'm like, oh my God, I've got to go back and play golf again because I'm so thrilled with myself. But you can tell me which club make I should be using to help me with getting better?
Yes. So, and that's the eventual goal here. I want to point out that what we do for our club test at Golf Magazine, golf.com, is not simply to award a medal or any sort of qualifiers that say this is the best, because we understand that golfers aren't going to proclaim that this particular brand, model, what have you, is the best. Everybody has their preference. But if we can help you whittle down the field to say 3 to 5 really worthy options that might help mitigate some of those common misses that you have, that's where we feel like, you know, what we're doing is a little bit different than some of the others. And not to toot our own horn or anything, but we're the only ones out there that are conducting robotic testing in addition to our player testing, just simply because we see a lot of value in what we're doing, and it's resonating. We're hearing from golfers who are saying, wow, the same things that you're seeing on the robot are the same things that I'm seeing when I'm going to the golf course with these new clubs, and that's very validating. And so, again, that's why we're doing it, is just simply to give golfers a roadmap so that when they go in, it's really intimidating to walk into a golf store and say, hey, I need a new driver, and then they show you 10 or 15 different options, and then you just feel kind of paralyzed because you don't know where to start. This simply gives you, it empowers the golfers to go in so that they know when they walk through those doors, they can say, hey, look, I've heard that these 3 to 5 drivers are really good for my miss, and I'm sort of in this similar swing speed that they were swinging the robot at. In the case of the driver, it's 95 miles an hour that we're swinging the driver, which is a very average golfer swing speed. And it just empowers them to feel like they know the direction they want to go. And from there, a fitter can help them figure out the best driver and shaft combination for their setup.
Okay, so how do I, you know, come in contact with Robot for Robot to be able to evaluate my swing?
Well, currently the way that we're doing it, because there is a whole lot of analysis and testing that goes into especially with the drivers, testing 9 different points on the face for every single driver. We started with just 10.5 degrees. 10.5 degrees is a pretty common loft that a lot of golfers at 95 miles an hour would probably be swinging. So let's start with a very common loft. This year, we've actually changed it up where we're doing 95 miles an hour, but we tested every single loft, which I think is good because sometimes it shows you that maybe a 12-degree driver at 95 for certain driver models is actually a better option if your miss is, say, a high toe, which is the most common miss out there for a lot of golfers. So we're adding in the different lofts now. The plan in the future would be to add in different paths to the way that we're testing, and this is actually something that I'm sharing with you that I haven't shared with anybody else. So we're talking about doing path tests because golfers don't naturally bring the golf club back neutral, straight back, straight through. A robot can do that, but golfers typically don't. So the plan would be to add in path tests where we could go more inside out and outside in and actually make the golf robot swing like a real golfer, and then we could kind of get even more granular with our data and our analysis. So like, again, we feel like this is you know, a big part of the future of getting fit is not just going in with a fitter and getting fit for the clubs, but knowing what these golf clubs do by swinging them on a robot that removes all the biases and just shows you the data and which clubs perform best for which swing speeds, path deliveries. There are so many different things that we're hoping to do in the future. We just feel like we're scratching the surface right now.
This is fantastic. And you know what else is fantastic about this? You're not expecting us, like 30 years ago, to go out and really work hard and make our game better using the generic club, right? It used to be you get the club, you go out and you work really hard to make your swing work so you can deliver the golf ball. Here you are, the industry is making it so that, you've got this problem with your swing, you don't have time to fix that. Here's a club that'll work for you.
Exactly, and that I think you nailed it, Danielle. That's the most important thing here is that we realize that golfers don't have the time to spend countless hours testing new products. You know, they want to be able to maximize their time on the golf course. And if our data and analysis can help get them on the golf course quicker and with clubs that actually are going to help them shoot lower scores or at least make the game more fun, which is the most important thing, that's what we're going for, is trying to make the game more fun and maximizing their time on the golf course and not just banging golf balls.
I am so excited to hear you say fun. I mean, years ago, you know, I've been doing this show for 26 years. And when I, in 5 years in or so, I was talking about, you know, this game's got to be fun. And the guys would look at me as, you know, golf's not fun. Golf's something you got to work at. I'm like, it's got to be fun. Why would I spend 5 hours in misery?
Yes.
You got to be serious. Now, okay, Kirkland Signature. I mean, everybody loves Costco, right? I mean, Costco. Let's all go to Costco. Let's all go buy everything at Costco. So Kirkland has a signature, the Kirkland Signature Club. How did that stack up against the new stuff in the pipeline?
Yeah, this is really fascinating because, you know, Kirkland Costco is not a brand that everybody connects with golf. But in the last several years, they've become a major player in the industry, and a lot of it is because their price point for their golf clubs is so competitive to a lot of the other blue bloods, as I call them, out in the marketplace. For example, they have a new set of irons. They're packed with tungsten, which is a very expensive material to use inside an iron head, but they've found in the past that by using tungsten, it actually makes the golf club head, the iron head in this case, more forgiving. So if you're hitting it more off the heel or the toe, you should see pretty similar carry distance numbers to what you would see if you're hitting it out of the middle. So you're adding in this material that's very expensive. You're also adding in a weight screw to the toe, which we've seen a lot of the major manufacturers do, and that's going to help add a bit more stability if you hit it out on the extreme part of the toe. So these are what you would assume to be very expensive clubs, probably around $1,000 is what these sets generally run. Costco's selling them for $499.
Whoa!
So, yes. They sold out in a matter of minutes when they put them online, and people were clamoring for them because the price point is so good. They also have a driver they recently released that's $199 that has a lot of technology that you would probably see in a $400 or $500 driver. So they're trying to make inroads in the industry. One of the things that I love about what we do is instead of just saying, well, here are these new irons, here's what we think about them, which we did a player testing, just a quick review. with our robot analysis, we're able to really show you, like, where do these irons stack up against the 2024 models, which is what we did. And so what we found was, for an iron that's $499, this actually stacks up pretty well to what you would expect to get from a Costco product. It's a very mid-spin, mid-launch, which means it's not going to cater to somebody who launches it very high or somebody that launches it very low. It fits right in the middle. It's what I call a cheeseburger, because a lot of golfers, a wide swath of golfers can use it. And the ball speeds, you know, they're not very high. We actually saw that from a carry distance perspective, it fits pretty much right in the middle, but it was actually on the lower side for center strikes. And, you know, again, what kind of golfer is going to be buying these golf clubs? Probably somebody that's looking to save a bit of money.
Sure.
And get a good quality product. This is not going to beat a lot of the big names out there, which I think a lot of people were hoping it was, and it was going to be a disruptor. It's simply just a very good, solid, reliable product is what we saw from our robotic testing. So for $499, I think it's a great buy. But the problem is that they're all sold out, and people are selling them for upwards of $1,000 on the secondary market. So now they're no longer a great buy out there. You know, at $1,000, I would say no, I would look at another brand. But if you can find it, if you can score a set for $499, I think it's a fantastic buy based on our robot insights that we saw.
That's fantastic. All right. This is Jonathan Wall, managing editor equipment for Golf Magazine, golf.com. His column is Wall to Wall, and it's out every Monday with latest trends and rumors and breaking news. He was with the PGA Tour as equipment editor for a long time, too. And so his insights are really, really great, and he's got a great social media column, you know, on Twitter, formerly known as X. On X.
I'm not quite sure what to call it.
On X, formerly known as Twitter. Yes. So one of your posts was about Jason Day and Ricky Fowler. Awesome. Back holding their trophy this year. And I was, what was the equipment change that they, was it an equipment change that they made? What brought them back into the four?
Yeah, I think for Ricky Fowler, the one thing that had continually been holding him back until this year was the putter. Which is really surprising, because if you watch Rick putt, he has one of the most efficient and I would say desirable strokes out on the PGA Tour. I think a lot of his colleagues would say, man, if I could putt and have a stroke like Ricky Fowler's, I would love to have that. But he just wasn't seeing putts drop. And back in January, he switched to a putter that was actually 10 years old. It was called an Odyssey Versa Jailbird. It was a very heavy, high MOI mallet. And I was actually out there in Palm Springs when he put it in play, and this thing had I called it a slab of lead tape on the bottom of the head. It just makes the head extra heavy. It had a longer grip that made it counterbalance. So you're adding more weight to the back of the putter too. And the goal behind this is, if you go to a counterbalance putter, it tends to make these putters more stable, so that the head, if you hit it a little bit off the heel or toe, which even pros are going to hit it off the heel or the toe of the putter face, it keeps the putter head from twisting at impact, so it's going to keep your ball on line, which is very important, because for PGA Tour pros, if you look at the end of the week, it's typically a putt that just burned the edge that cost them maybe the win or an extra $100,000. So they really need to make as many putts as they can, especially from inside 10 feet. So Ricky found that this putter really kind of helped rejuvenate his putting stroke. And it's funny, because not only did Ricky win with this putter in the bag, but he also it also happened to be the impetus behind Wyndham Clark switching to an exact replica of Ricky Fowler's putter after they played together in a money game before the U.S. Open. And then he and Ricky used the same putter at the U.S. Open. Wyndham beat Ricky with his own putter, and it just sort of exploded, Danielle. This was, in my opinion, this was probably one of the hottest trends in golf this year, was the return of heavier long putters. You know, going back to 2017 when the anchor band went in place and you could no longer anchor the putter to your body like you had in the past, a lot of golfers went away from long putters, and now we started to see this resurgence with not just Ricky Fowler, but Lucas Glover using a longer putter from Lab. We've seen even guys like Will Zalatoris going back to long putters. So it is a trend that I feel like is returning, but it really started with Ricky back in January when he made this putter switch, and he was basically the trendsetter for a trend that we kind of thought was gone, but is now returning.
That's wonderful. I mean, you know, it's amazing the fun that they have behind the scenes. You just gave us an insight into, you know, a money game. Oh, I bet they play a lot of money games, because if you're not competing for the big money, you can't just go and compete against each other for, you know, I don't know. Why are we playing this game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's for the thrill of it, and, you know, playing for money against guys that are your friends and your competitors. That's a great way to kind of get yourself in the mindset, so that when you're there on Sunday, it's like, oh, this just feels like my money game when I've got $10,000 on the line against a friend. and you know, I've got to make this putt. You kind of get those competitive juices flowing again, and you know what it feels like.
Yes.
It's not like a light switch where you're flipping it on and off.
Yes. All right. You know, I've got pages that we could do an hour and a half with you. But I know, you know, it's the holidays. So we'll have to keep that hour and a half for some other time. One final note. Tiger Woods leaving Nike. I mean, wait a second. The earth is shifting under our feet. And what he says, you know, he says, well, I'm still wearing it or something. What do you think the odds are of him leaving the swoosh behind?
I was waiting for this question. yeah. So this is going to be the story to watch in the golf equipment space. And I talk about, when I say equipment, I mean not just golf clubs, but also apparel. Yeah, so Tiger Woods, it looks like his time with Nike Golf, dating back to the you know, mid-90s, is coming to a close. And, you know, Tiger, I felt like it was further confirmation from what I've been hearing, which is Tiger's leaving Nike, they're parting ways. And what Tiger said during the Hero, it basically confirmed it. He didn't refute the claims. He just said, I'm still wearing their stuff, which means he's still contractually obligated to wear Nike's apparel up through the end of the year. But that's it. And so I think he's going to probably find his way to some place where he can get a stake, maybe a minority stake in an apparel company, or maybe a majority stake. But the interesting part about this that a lot of people don't realize is that the Tiger Woods logo that everybody knows, that Nike's been using for decades, that logo is actually owned by Tiger. So Nike doesn't own that logo. So Tiger can actually bring that logo with him to whatever apparel company he goes to in the future, and he can then put that logo on their apparel and, you know, move forward with his new line. So I think it's really interesting. There are some rumblings. I don't want to say the names that I'm hearing quite yet, because it's still very early days, but I think we should probably hear something on where Tiger's headed. I would say probably in January or February, but who knows? Maybe Tiger waits until closer to the Masters to make that apparel deal official.
Nice to be king, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And to be a smart king at that. Oh, let's not wait another, you know, year before talking again. This is too much fun. Jonathan Wall is managing editor, Equipment, Golf Magazine, golf.com, and his column is Wall to Wall Equipment every Monday with latest trends, rumors, and breaking news. Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse today.
Thanks, Daniel. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Aloha. Coming back, Max Novina, he's the executive director, PGA Tour. The century. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me?
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Where the best start their year. The Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, take here admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
The Century, just 12 days and 34 minutes from now, and it's on the Plantation Course. It's absolutely spectacular. What a walk it is. What sights you'll see January 4th through the 7th, 2024. This is the 26th year, the 2024 Century, the Century. Welcome into the clubhouse, our executive director, PGA Tour, the Century, Max Novina.
Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you on the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's a really nice time. I'm so behind. Everybody's going to be celebrating Christmas a week late when I send out my stuff. It's like, help. Okay, this is some really exciting news. I am just so impressed by the Century sponsors, Century Insurance. They are just so behind making as much as they can for the people of Maui and saying thank you for the hard work that you put in, are putting in, continuing to put in, and the recovery that everyone is trying to work their way through. It's unimaginable to me to know that everything's lost, my home's gone and everything in it, all the memories. I don't have those anymore. I have the memories, but gosh, I wanted to hold that still. But Max Novina, tell us what the Century is now going to have for our first responders.
Well, Danielle, we truly have amazing partners behind us. And in 2024, more than ever, they've really wanted to understand how they can support the community, how they can support the most important needs. And thanks to Serpro, a PGA Tour official marketing partner, we're offering complimentary tickets to all first responders. In addition, we're going to be hosting Inside of the Ropes experiences for first responders, opportunities like honorary observer groups. And I know our players look forward to expressing their gratitude to the brave men and women, not only in the police department, our firefighters, our U.S. Coast Guard Station Maui, emergency medical, and also our lifeguards.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's really cool what the Maui Mayor Richard Bisson said. We are deeply grateful for the support our first responders are receiving through this wonderful opportunity. Many of our emergency responders have themselves lost so much and have selflessly put others ahead of their own needs during the disaster. And as we recover from the devastation, we are blessed by their dedication, their bravery, and aloha for our community. And thank you to Century for coming through on so many different levels. I mean, this is just one of so many things that Century has been doing, in addition to a big pot of money that they have put together to the community through some of the not-for-profits that are already entrenched in the community and everybody knows and trusts them and can reach out to them. And that's exactly what needs. You need to have a father, you know, providing the funds to keep things going. And that just seems to be what's going on with Century and the Maui community. Can you expand on that for me, please?
Yeah, well, first off, we're so thankful to Mayor Bisson for his support, for his leadership. You know, just on the first responder initiatives, I was reading the other day that in Lahaina, when the fires broke out, there were 13 police officers on duty, and 11 of those 13 individuals lost their homes while they were working to save the people here. I've had the opportunity to talk to some of those officers, and you know, they described leaving their own homes as they were burning down, and then proceeding to work like a 30-hour shift, you know, just hour to hour saving people. So it really is the you know, the least that we can do to honor and celebrate them. We also announced an initiative with the Maui United Way, and we're doing complimentary tickets for fire survivors. So, you know, we hope that coming out to the golf tournament to see some of the best players in the world, to enjoy one of the most beautiful golf courses in the world, in the plantation course at Kapalua, can be a nice little respite and a great way to spend a morning or an afternoon with friends and family.
Yeah, and you don't have to walk the whole way. You can stop and, you know, sit down, right? You could, like, picnic as you're watching the beautiful view in front of you and kind of exhale. It's a gorgeous place to be.
Sure, and, I mean, the players say it's the toughest walk on tour. That said, there are certain gathering areas where the majority of the crowd, you know, really, you know, finds a spot to watch. And, you know, right up by the clubhouse is a fantastic location to watch golf. You have the first tee, the ninth green, and the 18th green, all within a really concentrated area. If you make the walk to the back nine, you have the 10th green, the 13th green, the 11th hole, and the 14th tee, all within, you know, probably 50 yards of each other. And that's just another fantastic viewing area. You'll see Hanalua Bay, whales breaching the Palolo Channel. Great view of Molokai from that location.
The first responder ticket presented by ServPro offers two complimentary tickets per day from Thursday, the 4th of January, through Sunday, the 7th. All first responders should visit thecentury.com for instructions on how to redeem the tickets. And also, the Century is recognizing military members and veterans and their service.
Indeed, as part of that program, and you know, this is something that we do across many, if not all, of our PGA Tour events. We have special ticket programs for active military as well as veterans. And, you know, here again, we thank all of those brave men and women for their service.
Oh, absolutely. And this is an initiative that was developed in collaboration with ServPro, the complimentary ticket program for the first responders, and aims to offer a day of community spirit to acknowledge the service and commitment of our local first responders in West Maui. So this is local first responders invited to join us at the plantation course at Kapalua from January 4th to the 7th for the PGA Tour's season opening event. Now, as we get into and ready for the Century, some of the different storylines that you've been following, community impact, of course, past champions coming.
Yeah, we have just a tremendous field. I was listening to your earlier segment, you know, talking about the longer and heavier putters. many of the individuals like Ricky Fowler, Wyndham Clark, you know, our U.S. Open champion, both going to be here. We've announced commitments from Scottie Scheffler, from Xander Schauffele, from Patrick Cantlay, and it's going to be a great field. It's also going to be one of the biggest fields that we've ever had with 60 players qualified. That's compared to 39 this past January in 2023. So more golf, both at home on TV as well as here at the Plantation Course at Kapalua, and it should be just awesome.
Awesome. So I didn't realize this. For more than 50 years, Serve Pro has been a trusted leader in fire and water cleanup and restoration services, construction, mold mitigation, biohazard, and pathogen remediation. So they really know what all about what's been going on. And it's really so nice to see everybody stepping up. And we all need to do that. Housing, I'm thinking of, just to drop that in. When I was talking, you know, bringing a picnic, are there food trucks for people to, you know, find something so they don't have to leave?
Yeah, so we have totally reimagined the entire fan experience, everything from better parking. This year, all parking is going to be at Kapalua Resort, so a much shorter shuttle ride to our main entry, which is also brand new. Everybody will enter the golf course just below the practice putting green. And that really brings them right into the heart of the event. And then to your point, we are going to have great food and beverage experiences, some local food trucks represented, as well as the Plantation House restaurant doing all of our catering and concessions.
Excellent. Fantastic. I'm going to be seeing you real soon. I mean, I'm, you know, thinking about how quickly this year is coming to an end and how soon the century is going to tee up and get ready to go. I'm really looking forward to seeing you and Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour, the century, January 4th through the 7th, 8th, excuse me, Kapalua Plantation Course, celebrating the 26th year on Maui. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. Look forward to being on the show Saturday, January 6th with you and all of your listeners. And happy holidays and aloha to all.
Thank you. It is the 7th. Thank you very much. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Ron Mintz about all the different things that are going on in the world of golf. And it's not just the game anymore. You know, I wish it would just go back to being just all about the game. But we don't know where the game is. We know where our game is. It's on the golf course, having fun with friends, taking the kids out, watching them enjoy themselves, get a little exercise to boot. And that's often really hard to do with the kids these days, you know. And, you know, we used to go out and run around. And now it's a very sedentary lifestyle with, you know, the electronics and stuff. So golf is a wonderful way for a family to spend some time together. And I'm really looking forward to being at the Century. We'll be back with Ron Mintz, golf analyst and writer, former Sporting News, PGA Tour, PGA Tour champions. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer, with in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse. I just got to tell you, last weekend was when we got to the building, the power was out completely on Saturday, last Saturday, completely out. Up 17 flights, probably not. And it was supposed to be back on at 6:30, and then it was 6:45, and 2 minutes before airtime, 7 o'clock, everything was restored, getting everything. And Nani does an incredible job making sure that everything that I need is in place. All of our sponsors, all their spots are in the right place. So it was just one of those days, and just want to thank everybody who worked really hard to get the power back on and make it possible to have the show. Ron Mintz, we're waiting for him to give us a call back, and I wanted to give you just kind of an idea of some of the different things that are happening around the world of golf. But first, not much is going on, by the way, around the world in golf. Everybody's taking the day off. How about the month off? It's great. There's no PGA Tour events. There's no European Tour events, DP World. It's all, everything's quiet and everybody's at home and everybody is with their family, as it should be. Want to mention that if you'd like to go out and play around, if I wet your whittle by talking about how much fun golf is and you haven't played in a while, Poipu has a 10:40 and a 12 o'clock and a 1 o'clock. We've got on Oahu the Turtle Bay, and that is an 8:40 and a 9:10 and an 11 o'clock. Turtle Bay, play the Arnold Palmer course. They're both fabulous. The Fazio course is wonderful, too. But the Palmer course is really spectacular. Maybe because I've played some of my best golf on the Palmer course. I always enjoyed it. It was really a lot of fun. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, that's another amazing course because half of it is on the front or the back, depends how they're routing. I haven't been there in a while. But the front of the landscape, closest to the ocean, it's very wide open, and you see the views. And then you go, some people jokingly call it the Jurassic Park. Then you go kind of like into the mystic, and it's just with vines that are hanging, you know. It's a really cool place to play a round of golf. And there are some tee times open for us at the beautiful Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:56 and a 10:46. Eva Beach Golf Course has a 9:52. Bayview has a 10:14. Maui Nui has a 10:40, and we've got on the Bay Course, beautiful Bay Course at Kapalua, at 12:08. We're going to come back with Shelley West right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Where the best start their year. The Century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele. As the race for the FedEx Cup begins, take here admitted for free, and Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action at the Century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And thank you very much. And here we are. You know, back in the 26 years ago or 25, 24, I always wondered why all the women's outfits, shorts, tops, were like small men's versions. The shirts looked the same as the guys, and the shorts, and none of it felt good. None of it felt pretty. None of it felt, I mean, that sounds, you know, but I don't know. I think most women like to feel good about what they're wearing, and then they perform better. You know, when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do better. Something. There should be some phrase. Shelley West, president, Nailed Golf, founder and designer, golf wear and accessories. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So why did you start what you call Nailed Golf? Maybe we better start by asking you, where did the Nailed Golf name come from?
Well, Nailed Golf, I went with that name just because as a phrase on the course, you know, when you nail it, but also because I started my company specifically for women. So it was kind of, you know, having long fingernails, just the manicured nails, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I started my company because I couldn't find any gloves that fit me, because I'm a tall woman, so I have longer fingers. I was relegated to wearing men's gloves or stuffing my hands into women's gloves that didn't fit or that were oversized, which is way too much leather on the palm and
yeah.
that kind of thing. And
yeah.
so I decided to create my own company, and I am the only company in the world, as far as I know, that offers two sizing models for women. We have standard sizing, and we have elongated sizing. So for about 30% of my customers need the longer version. So they were basically people like me that had to wear these, you know, the men's gloves or the oversized gloves in the past, too. And then one of the best features that I think about them is the absolute highest quality of leather that I could find. It's AA Coretta leather. It's so soft. But I also made it very elegant looking. I tried to think of old school Hollywood when I was designing them. So there's only just a very subtle logo. There's colored stitching, just a lot of little attention to detail to be just more feminine than the typical gloves.
Wow. That's so you have hands that have long fingers, so none of the gloves actually fit you very well.
That is correct, yes. And so I won't kid you when I say that what made me really jump off and take the plunge and do this was one day I was wearing women's gloves and I didn't have any scissors to cut the fingertips off. It was the only way that I could not have the pressure on my nail. And I just went about doing my thing, and my middle finger, this fingernail split right in the middle of it. Blood everywhere. I couldn't finish my round. I couldn't play for like 6 weeks. And I decided to take things into my own hands, literally, and design my glasses.
That's wonderful. What do they say? Need is a, invention. Yes. So,
yes.
I can't think of what the phrase.
Find it, invent it.
Yes, exactly. And certainly in your case, it was very personal. But how did you know anything about a business, doing business, where to source your leather and all the stuff that goes into making things like golf gloves?
No, it was a crash course in entrepreneurship, basically, was what it was. It was a long process. It was probably about 3 years before I really found the manufacturer that I have now, who is absolutely fabulous. They're in Indonesia, and the leather comes from the UK. So, no, it was a learning curve, just speaking to people, trying, getting them to try making your product, with the consistency and the quality that you were looking for. And, it was my fourth manufacturer. I went through three others before I found my fourth manufacturer, which is the keeper, so... So that was a long process. But after that, I decided to get into shoe design. And that, thankfully, I only had to go through one manufacturer, and they are absolutely awesome. They're in Portugal. And we offer both gloves and shoes for women, and we offer just gloves for men right now.
You're thinking about going into men's shoes?
Well, maybe down the road, but it's just a lot to take on for one person. So it is a small it's a boutique company.
I like that word
better than small business.
Yes, right. Boutique. I like that too. And then, so you're wearing this hat today and that hat, you're doing a little marketing and merchandising, and then you're doing, making it, you're designing it, you're doing everything.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet it is. But I was looking at your shoes. Beautiful shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I found the shoe that I want. It's really spectacular. I love
Which
the
one?
Color. Oh, it's kind of a blue color.
The leather and lace grace.
Yes, that's the one. Isn't that? They're beautiful.
They just arrived on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yes, they just arrived on Tuesday, so it was a fun day.
Yeah, gorgeous. Now, but I also noticed, what does Westees mean? Westees. Is the name of your shoes?
That's the brand that the shoes go under. I just didn't think that when I first started designing them, the name... How do you say your nailed golf pair of shoes? It just doesn't really have a rhyme off to it. So I just kind of took a play on my last name's West, and so just T's, T-E-E-S for golf,
sure.
So it's Westies. So that sounds a lot better for shoes than nailed golf shoes.
Right. Okay, Westies. I like that. And you have beautiful... Tell us the website. Where do we go to find these things?
Yes, our website is nailedgolf.com, so it's nailedgolf.com. And... take a look around, browse around, and if anyone has any questions, I love to do virtual sizings, so you can just pop me a message just directly from the website, and I'd be happy to connect with you and get you all fitted up. So,
nice.
If any of your listeners want to reach out to me, please do.
Oh, yeah. Because if you're not playing good, at least you can look good, right?
And you were saying that in the introduction. I love that, and that's one of my... phrases is look good, play, or look good, feel good, play good.
Yeah, right? There you go.
You feel good when you have something special on, or a brand new pair of shoes or a brand new glove. It feels so good.
Yeah, it does. It really does. It lifts you. If your game's not going to be perfect, at least you look good. You're also into elegant golf clothes and dresses. Where do you get yours?
Well, I actually wear a lot of non-golf dresses because, like you'd said before, a lot of dresses are a lot of golf clothes are just knockoffs for men. But there's actually some really amazing women designers that are out there now, and I am definitely a supporter, a collaborator with women in the golf industry. And I actually am just coming out with a brand new ultimate shopping guide, which highlights, like, I don't know, 40 of the industry women, and it'll be out early January. I'll send you a link to that when I get it. And it just highlights all these amazing women companies in the industry. And so I buy my clothes. Basically, I try to make sure that I buy all my clothes from women.
So, yeah.
For a golf course.
So you're a member of Women in Golf Industry, like WIGI?
WIGI, yes.
Oh.
Yes. We have not connected there yet, but I saw that you were a member on there, too. So I'm actually on the membership.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful organization for women in the golf industry.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I've also been very impressed with how many boutique entities started to create fabulous clothes for women. Great shorts, great tops with wonderful designs. And I found I have a collection now of golf shirts, you know, and pants that I'm happy to get into. It's like, oh, good, I'm going to wear these to work.
Well, exactly. And that's I love wearing dresses on the golf course. And that's one of the reasons I started to design my shoes, because I don't like sneaker shoes. I mean, obviously there's a time and a place for them. But like when I'm wearing my really pretty golf dress, didn't want to look down and see, sneaker shoes. So I wanted something that was very elegant and classy and the classic old school kind of look, traditional. So that's another part of it, too. I was born in the wrong era. I should have been in old school Hollywood.
So how did you get into golf? Who started teaching you?
I was married at the time, and it was just something that I thought that we could actually do together, because we did a lot of separate things. And I started, and within, 2 months, I was addicted, and we started going everywhere on golf holidays. We've never been to Hawaii, though.
You've never been to Hawaii?
No. I grew up on the West Coast, so it wasn't, it just wasn't on the radar. So, but as you were talking about all the tea times when you were doing it just before the intro, I thought, man, I want to go over there and play golf.
Yeah, all right. Well, you certainly found the perfect place for shoes, because Portugal, you know, highest quality Italian leather and textiles. That's awesome. They definitely know how to make shoes. And who does your gloves?
It's a company in Indonesia.
In Indonesia. Yes, also into, and they want their, when you see their work, you know they're artisans, you know, and that's wonderful. Now, I like this. I just happened to the paragraph about some of the other things that you do, what, you know, who you are besides a golfer, besides an entrepreneur. You rescue and foster senior dogs?
I do. It's near and dear to my heart. I live in California now, but I grew up in Canada, so when I used to come down to California on trips, I was always so shocked and amazed how so many older dogs just like started. And it just seems to be a cultural thing. I still don't understand why. But it broke my heart. Like, these dogs have, you know, loved their humans for all their life, and then they just get discarded for a puppy. And so I started rescuing them and taking them back to Canada and finding them a home. And now that I'm here full time, I was doing that. But the latest one that I have is a little teacup Yorkie, and he's so tiny, I just don't dare bring another big dog, you know, dog that's going to step on him and crunch him. But yeah, it's near and dear to my heart, and I help out wherever I can with anyone else, finding older dogs' homes, because they deserve to be loved for the rest of their life, too.
Absolutely. Did you see this? This Yorkie is 3.3 pounds?
Yes, he is. I've never seen anything so tiny. When I went to pick him up, they told me I had to go before noon because these people were throwing him out in the street, basically. And I didn't know what I was going to go pick up. And they opened the door, and he was, like, 20 feet away, and I'm like, going, that's a gerbil.
And did you say that out loud?
No, that was inside voice. But, and all I knew is his name was Elvin, and I thought, what a silly name. I'm going to change that before I find him a home. Well, the whole way home, you know, driving home, it was about an hour and a half that I'd gone to pick him up, and he's, like, looking at me, sitting in the, you know, passenger seat, and I'm like, wow, you do look like a chipmunk. I guess Elvin's good. So his name stayed, and he got under my skin, and I can't bear to let him go. So, yeah.
Good.
I'm going to keep him now, so.
Good. You were meant to be together. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's my little angel. And he comes golfing with me, too.
And he comes, well, he can sit in your pocket.
Yeah, right.
It's right. Maybe it'd have to be a big pocket, but yeah. Shelley West is president. Nailed Golf, founder and designer. Golf footwear, accessories, gloves. You know, and I bet you it's going to expand, too. You can go to nailedgolf.com to see all the goodies she's got. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you so much, Shelley. We're going to come back. Ron Sirach's going to join us, award-winning writer and Golf Channel contributor. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me? What is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories. Join the fun that makes a difference at the Sony Open. PGA Tour stars hit Wailea January 8th through 14th. Jump into this wave of aloha for Hawaii charities. Register now to volunteer at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. We're having quite the morning, aren't we? Yes, we are. And it's a beautiful day. We're going to be talking with Ron Sirach. And I just got a message from a friend of mine, and it just disappeared. That's what I mean by we're having quite the morning. You know, I get the message, and it just went bye-bye. You know, mother is the... everything... You know, Mike, you should just call in. You know, the number's 808-545-1111. And then we can, you can, you know, put me on the right track here. And we can and talk a couple of minutes before Ron calls in. But I'm putting him on the spot. Yes. We're looking forward to a really terrific day on the golf course. And The Century is officially kicking off the PGA Tour's 2024 season, and I'll be there. Ricky Fowler will be there. I'm certainly not putting myself in the same category, but I'm really looking forward to being able to watch Ricky Fowler, and I'm looking forward to watch Victor Hovland, Hideki Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler, and all the guys who are going to be there. It's just going to be an awesome day. And I'm just looking forward to all of it. An awesome weekend. A fantastic Colin Morikawa is going to be, you know, his family's from Maui. So I sure hope he's going to be there. Who's on the line with us now, Nani?
Ron
Cyrak is calling in. Okay, we're going to have Ron on the show in just a couple of seconds because I have to say, K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. Invention is the necessity of mothers. That's how my brain is working today. Let's bring Ron Cyrak into the clubhouse. Hey, Ron.
Hello, Danielle. How you doing?
Having one of those days. You know, sometimes equipment works, sometimes equipment doesn't work. Last week we had a complete power outage in the building, and 2 minutes before showtime, we were on the air. And so it's just kind of continuing that way. But how are you? Is it cold?
It's in the 30s here, planning on playing some golf tomorrow.
Okay. Now, that blows my mind. What is the coldest you've ever played in, the weather?
Oh, I probably haven't played below freezing, but I've certainly played in the low mid-30s.
And do your hands stay? I mean, how many pairs of gloves do you wear? I have a hard time with all that.
Yeah, I have two different pair of gloves. If it's moderately cold, I wear my rain gloves for some warmth, and then I've got some winter golf gloves work pretty well too. One of the things I learned, though, if you're going to play, it's important to keep your gloves in the house overnight so they're nice and warm and toasty, and not don't leave them in your car overnight. Learn that lesson the hard way.
Nothing like putting on a frozen pair of gloves on your poor hands and having, yeah, it's, but golf, I mean, when you tell me Ron Cyrak, you know, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, author of Vision 54 Trilogy with Lynn Marriott and Pia Nielsen, including and member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association Hall of Fame. I was just looking at my phone, and he was the executive editor of Golf World for many years. And there are times when he tells me, oh, I can't be on the show because I'm playing golf. And it's in the middle of winter, you know, and I'm thinking, I guess it's because you live on the Cape that helps Does that make it better to play?
Yeah, where I am, I'm on Outer Cape Cod Way, as far east as you can go, and it's 40 miles out in the ocean. You know, it's the where I live, the Atlantic Ocean is 1 mile to my east, and Cape Cod Bay is 1 mile to my west. So, having all that water around you makes fall last for a very long time.
Yeah, it's.
We essentially have two falls and no spring.
Yeah, but it does get in the 30s, and he'll play golf. And today he said, oh, no, it's too cold to play golf. So, yes, I can be on the show. And I'm like, yeah, because what a month. What a month we've had, Ron. Let's see, December 10th, PGA Tour Policy Board informs the players of an agreement to further negotiate with the Strategic Sports Group. December 10th also, the attorney representing 21 PGA Tour players sends a letter to the policy board asking for information on investment proposals that will alter the structure of the PGA Tour and may have a profound impact on our clients' lives and livelihood of hundreds of other tour players. December 11th, Tony Finau, here's a bright spot. Tony Finau announces he's staying with the PGA Tour. John Rahm is suspended by the PGA Tour. And I thought that was like, say what? He left. What do you mean you're now suspending him? What in the world does that even mean, you know? But then it was a boon to the guys who moved up in the FedEx Cup playoffs and eligibility points list through the playoffs and the FedEx Cup fall. I mean, but my favorite of all of this was listening to Lee Trevino at the PNC, his take on the PGA Tour PIF madness. We have a lot of work to do. Pontevedra hurting the game, hurting the sponsors. And then he goes on to say, don't get to the point where your audience gets mad at you. Wells Fargo was the first to go, announcing pulling their sponsorship after 2024. So, Ron Cyrak, are you as mad as heck and you're not going to take it anymore? Are you ready?
Well, you know,
yeah.
Last June, when they announced that there was that LIV Golf and the PGA Tour had come to some sort of merger agreement, everybody was sort of excited that this is all going to be behind us. But I had a feeling then, and I feel even more strongly that now, we still have more questions than we have answers. And I think we're a long way from settling this all out. I mean, it looks at the very least like 2024 is going to look exactly the same as 2023, you know. I do think that the uncertainty that's swirling around this, and I think that the uncertainty is going to come from government regulatory agencies are going to get involved. There are going to be more lawsuits. You referenced these sort of second-tier, mid-tier PGA Tour players are saying, hey, what about us?
Yeah.
You know, we're getting cut out of all this, and we want more transparency. But because of all that, we are still a long way from having this worked out. And I think that uncertainty puts the PGA Tour in a very difficult spot with its sponsors. You know, because they don't know, okay, you've lost John Rahm, who else? It's hard to negotiate a sponsorship deal if you don't know for sure which players are going to be on the tour. So that's a problem for them. And I don't see a resolution to the situation in the near future.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. I mean, does the casual fan say, I'm tired of all this?
Yeah, you know, and I don't hear the casual fan, and I base this upon, you know, I mean, people that I play golf with and people that I run into, and I don't see the casual fan flocking to watch LIV Golf, you know. I just don't see that. I don't hear anybody saying, gee, I can't wait to see. Or this whole thing. I mean, when John Rahm said, I'm taking their $300 million because I really miss team golf. You know, I'm sorry. I'm throwing the BS flag there.
Yeah, thank you.
What you really miss is $300 million in your bank account, you know. I hear nobody saying, gosh, I'm really excited and stoked about that team golf competition in the LIV thing. So LIV is making, in my mind, zero progress in terms of expanding its fan base. But the PGA Tour is probably losing some ground in terms of its fan base.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going, but I agree with you. I don't think it's, you know, going to LIV. Let's go watch LIV. I don't consider LIV a competitive playing field. I consider the PGA Tour, where competition is the name of the game, and you got to bring your best always. And the other side, it seems to be very relaxed, very, you know, laissez-faire.
Yeah.
And I don't watch the Steelers because I want to watch them laissez-faire, you know. I just don't get it.
LIV is sort of like Top Golf for professional players.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It's like more about, I mean, to me, and it's always about, in my mind, it was always about what's going to produce compelling entertainment for the fans out there. And for me, I like 72 holes over 54 holes. I like having a cut. I like the fact that there's not guaranteed money. You know, I really, really don't get the shotgun start that they have on Liv. You know, that takes all the excitement. I mean, you could have somebody start the final round, and we see this often. Somebody starts the final round of a tournament six strokes back and shoots 64 and comes from nowhere to win. That person might be finishing on the 16th hole and not the 18th hole. You know, I mean, it makes no sense to me in terms of building up fan interest. Also must drive TV crazy not to have everybody finishing on the same hole. And maybe that's part of the reason that they don't have a very good TV contract.
Yeah. So there we have it. You know, I wanted to do kind of a year reflection, but this is so, it's in our face all the time. And what would you have liked to have seen other than this, Liv and PGA Tour and the, what is the official name of the organization that is the Saudi? Yeah, Public Investment Fund.
Public Investment Fund, yeah.
And they say that they don't have a bottomless, you know, that they do care about making returns on their investments. You know, it just seems like they have plenty of money and they don't have to worry about how much they're throwing around. And good for them, you know. But it's a weird world we're living in where the haves are having so much more and they're hearing so much about money and the game and how much these guys are going for. It's like, huh? I don't want that to be the center of our attention. It doesn't teach children
and
anything.
And all of it overshadowed what was really a very good year in golf, you know. I mean, very exciting. We saw Victor Hovland emerge as a true star, and John Rahm did have an amazing year. I mean, he got my vote for player of the year. And on the women's side, we saw the emergence of a ton of young talent, virtually none of which was on anybody's radar screen a year ago, that emerged during the year. We also saw women played for $100 million this year for the first time. They're going to play for $116 million next year. At the same time, because of Liv, even though the women's prize money expanded significantly in 2023, they lost ground against the men. Because of all this money that flowed into the PGA Tour to try to keep up with Liv Golf.
Yeah. And I was going through, you know, it's like, ladies, rest up because you're on the road again for the start of 2024. And the first, of course, tournament is already in January 18th to the 21st. Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions in Orlando, Florida. $1,500,000 is the purse. That's
well,
how
I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. I missed the days of the first tournament being in on the North Shore at Oahu at Turtle Bay. I love starting my year out there.
Oh my goodness! I'm glad you said that because that golf course. Somebody just sent me a note saying, you know, the Palmer course is my favorite course. I love the Palmer course at Turtle Bay because I've played really good golf there. Isn't that funny?
It's funny how that always works.
Right. Yes, exactly. So then the LPGA Drive On Championship, $1,750,000. So I was going through this, then it's off to the Asia Swing, which kind of drives me crazy because the women, you get the focus and then all of a sudden they're gone and I don't know what time they're playing. You know, it's hard to find them on TV.
Yeah, they have two Asia swings. They have that three tournament swing in the spring where they go through Thailand and Singapore and China, and then they go back again in the fall. It's important for the global growth of the game, you know, and it does bring in a lot. I mean, look, it's still the last I checked, the largest single revenue stream the LPGA has is Korean TV money, you know.
Wow.
And it's astounding how well in both Korea and in Japan. I don't know as much about China, but I know in Korea and Japan, the corporate support for women's golf is off the charts. There was a time when Ai Miyazato from Japan was playing in a tournament the same week that Tiger Woods was playing in a tournament in Japan, and she beat him in the TV ratings.
Wow. You know?
That's how big women's golf is in Korea and Japan. And So that's a hugely important revenue stream for the LPGA.
Right on. And the Blue Bay LPGA and the Blue Bay Golf Club, People's Republic of China, their purse is $2,200,000. And that is the biggest purse outside of, then I got to this one where in August, the AIG Women's Open, St. Andrew's Old Course in Scotland, it's a $9 million purse.
Yeah, the majors have really stepped up. The majors and the CME Group Tour Championship at the end of the year, those six tournaments have really raised the bar. The U.S. Women's Open, I believe it's up to $11 million now. It's going to $12 million in 2025. And those tournaments, the majors, and because of the AIG Women's Open has the RNA involved in it now. And the U.S. Women's Open, of course, is the USGA. And what was the LPGA Championship, now the KPMG Women's PGA, has both KPMG and PGA of America money involved in it. So they've all been able, what was the ANA is now the Chevron Championship, a major multinational oil corporation. So all of those have been able to raise the bar and sort of, the other tournaments, the weekend and week out tournaments aren't anywhere near that level yet, but they've all had to respond and raise their purses to some extent because players, there's going to be 33 tournaments next year. Nobody plays all 33 tournaments. So you pick and choose where you're going to play. And one of the way to get them to come to your tournament is offer them a nice payday.
Sure. Now, there's a great article on the LPGA website, lpga.com, how sponsorships are helping grow women's golf. So is this impacting the global game for women, getting women into the game?
Yeah. All you got to do is look at the world rankings, and I'm pulling them right here now. I mean, the top three in the Rolex rankings right now is Lilia Vu from the United States, Runin Yin from China, Celine Boutier from France. And boom, all of us, that just shows you how global that game is. And it's not just in where the talent is coming from. It's where corporate dollars supporting women's golf are coming from. And the fact that you have global players, international players competing on what is essentially golf's global tour here, it encourages companies that are global multinational companies and sell their products all over the world to get involved in women's golf and to sign women players to endorsement deals because it expands their markets. They want to be able to sell in other countries, so they run events in other countries.
Yeah, and one of the points is the National Golf Foundation made that the most notable U.S. participation gains in the game are with women and people of color, and more young people are picking up clubs. The foundation showed in the past 3 years, 36% of participants are under the age of 18. That is very cool.
Yeah, I think that a couple of things have happened that have helped the growth of golf on a junior level. And, COVID was one of those things, honestly, and people got out. They found that golf, it helped the growth of golf just in general with adults and junior players. But I think parents found out that golf is a great thing to do with your kids, and over COVID, it was an activity, a safe activity they could go out and do. I also think that more and more parents are looking at golf as a relatively injury-free sport that your children can participate in.
Yeah.
There aren't concussions, even you look at basketball, the ratio of knee injuries, ACL injuries. You don't have those kinds of injuries in golf. Golf teaches great values. It teaches honesty. It teaches respect for your opponent. All those things. It's the only sport where people don't take pride in cheating. Every other sport, if you get away with something, you know, and you see all the time in those sports somebody trying to get away with something. You don't see people try to get away with something in golf, you know. So it teaches positive values for kids. It is a healthy activity. It is a great social activity where you can talk to the people you're playing with while you're playing. And then it's that injury-free thing, you know, and those are all really, really things that I think are on parents' radar screens about, hey, this is a great, great, healthy activity for my child to do.
It's kind of like at the PNC Championship, some of the guys were saying, you know, this is more important to me than a major, playing with my kid at the PNC Championship. And it's, I can understand why. I mean, it may not be more important from their work look at it, but when it comes to their investment personally, you know, and how it makes them feel inside to be with their child who's now performing at this level, it just, I can see why they would, you know, the pride factor and all of that stuff just comes to play. And it's so much fun getting together with kids and being able to do something outdoors. You know, I'm running out of time. Time flies when you're having fun, Ron, and I thank you very much. Saripak LA Open, is that the Saripak?
Yeah. You know, she has made her sort of retirement career to be very, very involved in growing the game. And she's working with junior golfers in Korea. And one of the important things she's teaching them is she talks very honestly about experiencing burnout early in her career. And she talks to junior golfers about, if you're going to be really successful on the golf course, you need to have a life off the golf course as well. You can't be a one-dimensional person and be happy. And to be a great golfer, you have to be a happy person. And that's a lesson that she's teaching to junior golfers in Korea. And now she's using her celebrity as an international star to get involved with growing, you know, in the same way that Annika is involved with a tournament too. It's having players like that get involved with the next generation of players is really important to grow in the game. You look on the men's tour where Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Byron Nelson, all involved with sponsoring tournaments, hosting tournaments that were really, really important to passing the values of the game down to the next generation.
It's wonderful. Now, we've only got, 2 minutes. So I'm at the moment, maybe a minute. What would you do? What would you like to have seen done differently on either of any of the tours that you think could have improved the quality of the game?
Well, I still want very, very much to see official events on both the PGA Tour and the LPGA that are mixed gender events, you know, and I think that would be, and I hear it from every TV executive I talk to. You see the attraction that the PNC gets, or the Grant Thornton tournament, you know, that was, and we need to have events like that are official events out there. And to grow the game that way, and hopefully that would also bring the much needed money to the women's game.
Yeah, you know, I hear so many people agree with that exactly. I certainly do. What is the, you know, what's holding it back?
I mean, money.
Money's
what's holding it back. I mean, look at that. 23 women won over $1 million this year. That's really, really impressive. But over 100 men won more than $1 million this year.
I,
you know, so
yeah.
So okay. The men are playing for way more money. And, you know, you look at, you talked about LPGA purses in the $2 million range, $2.2 million, $2.5 million. Yeah. That's a winner's check on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
So how do you get the money? How do you get the men to play in these events if you're not going to offer them the same money that they make in a PGA Tour event? So they got to figure out a way to have prize money in these mixed gender events that will attract the men to come and play.
Ron Cyrak, award-winning writer, Golf Channel contributor. Thank you so much for being here. You know, happy holidays. Let's and be safe.
Happy holidays to you. It was a great year. Always enjoy being on with you all year, and I look forward to more chats in the new year with you, Danielle.
Yay! Thank you so much, Ron Cyrak. And I want to thank our sponsors who make it all possible. The Golf Club is brought to you by The Century, officially kicking off the PGA Tour's 2024 season with Ricky Fowler, Victor Hovland, Hideki Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler, set to return to Maui, Kapalua's Plantation Course, January 4th through the 7th. Pro Camera Hawaii, quality cameras to capture the memories. You don't know what to choose? Well, give them a gift card. Yes, they have gift cards now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. It's weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it time. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks and shopping centers and businesses and hotels since 1939. Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf. The gift that lasts forever. And Sony Open in Hawaii, PGA Tour Golf Tournament, of course, starting January 8th to the 14th, Wailea Country Club. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.